Turn off your lights. Make sure your doors and windows are locked. Things are about to get spooky.
Thought I'd grab a quick 5-minute shower while the wife ran to grab dinner and left our toddler at home, crying he wanted to go with her. I didn't realize how badly he wanted to go until I got out of the shower to a silent home with a front door left wide open. Buddy whined and clawed at the locked basement door, but his owner had already escaped the burning house. Firefighters were shocked to find a badly burned boy at the top of the stairs, his fingernails ripped off in the wood of the door. Miss Olsons, I know it must be very difficult, but we need your testimony about what happened at the compound, said the detective to the near countertop woman in front of him. There was a long pause, and just as he's about to give up, she spoke. I hid in the basement. Everyone had been herded upstairs, and that's when I heard the screaming and the blood. There was so much blood, it dripped through the ceiling like rain. I sat in the back of the class, annoyed the teacher had separated us. As I heard the first gunshot go off, I never missed my seeing eye dog more. My daughter would always come into my room at night, crying about a monster threatening her. Tonight, pushed to the edge, I locked her in the basement, buying myself some time to ponder the unsettling fact that, as far as I could recall, my daughter never had blue eyes. My dog has come to me for food every night since I got him a week ago. I'm not sure what will happen when I run out of limbs, but I'm almost out of fingers and all I can do is hope it will be quick. Sharks will go deep before a hurricane. Birds will shelter before the strike of a sudden storm. And even street dogs will make for higher ground before a tsunami breaks land. Researchers have long known that animal behavior can predict large-scale disasters, so our working theory with a huge spike in animal suicides around the globe is that something big is coming, and it's not worth fleeing from. The worst part of the outbreak wasn't watching many of my relatives, my friends, or even my wife die. It was that the fungus didn't block the connection between my brain and my taste buds. As I finished digging the hole in the backyard, I began to feel guilty for killing my wife over financial problems. However, when I went down to the basement to retrieve her body, my guilt morphed into confusion as I noticed the hole in her skull seemed to be smaller than it was before. The girl we had bullied and made fun of all summer long got on stage for the camp talent show and pulled out a pocket watch. A half an hour later, we were so deeply hypnotized, we instantly obeyed when she said, "Now, why don't you all do what you've been telling me to do all summer long? Grab a big rock and walk into the lake." My parents brought my new baby brother home from the hospital today, but I'm confused. Do all newborns have zippers on the back of their necks? When the Coast Guard's cutter finally located the missing MV Deep Harvest, they found no crew members on her upper decks, and the words, "Don't eat it," scrawled on several bulkheads. They found the mangled remains of the crew in the cargo hold, surrounding a huge banquet of untouched luxury foods, which all the seamen agreed was starting to look very tasty. My mother snatched the pill bottle from me, slapping me hard with her other hand. "You don't leave me alone with him," she hissed, angry tears spilling out of her bruised and swollen eyes. As the friends around me continued to yell, "Do it," I finally gave in, storing the white powder with a rolled dollar. They all laughed as I grabbed my nose, the glass shard mixed with the cocaine going into my lungs, left me unable to speak. Since she passed away, he only ever wished to see his daughter again. As her squealing corpse chewed through his jugular, the last two of the genie wishes suddenly felt like a threat. There is one thing that almost everyone in the world gets wrong. They all falsely assume that pain stops with death. I was horrified enough when the hitman told me brother would pay him all of $250,000 for me to die that night. But the worst part was hearing him tell me that while he killed for money, the torture part would be for his own personal enjoyment only. My 4-year-old daughter pleaded with me to stop while gazing in horror at what I clutched in my hand. I reassured her that I was just trying to help her follow in my footsteps, while forcing the dance shoes on her bruised and bloodied feet. Seeing that my baby had already fallen asleep in my arms, I decided to also take a nap as soon as I finished putting all the frozen food I bought into the freezer. When I woke up, I realized that being a single mother had taken too much of a toll on my sleep schedule, as the water from the thawing bag of frozen fries dripped down my arm and chest. I could see the looks of revulsion on the people's faces as they rescued us after being trapped in the wilderness for over a week. Their eyes kept shifting to the bite marks on my disabled son's legs, so I tried to justify our cause by pointing out that he'd been paralyzed ever since birth. My new invention allowed me to passively view any scene from history, and I decided to test it by watching the Last Supper of Jesus. But my excitement turned to horror as I saw the bloody body of God laid out on the table, eagerly devoured by 12 apostles as blood-red halos began to form around their heads. The worst scene I ever saw working for the FBI was a small family tortured to death. The worst scene I ever saw for CPS was where a deranged father tried turning his $3 into a set of Russian nesting dolls. I was beyond relieved when we spotted a rescue ship after being adrift for over a month, as my husband had been hungrily eyeing me out for the last few days. We quickly disposed of the half-eaten remains of our 6-month-old twins, as we didn't want anyone to know how far we had devolved to guarantee our survival. In her voicemail, My wife said our only son had just been killed in a hit and run. As I stood there listening to her wail, my eyes remained fixed on the silhouette of a little boy standing in the hallway of our home. I woke up tied to a rail track, but found relief when I realized a lever would divert the train. Unfortunately, the other track had 5 people tied there, and I was alone. The probe sent back 12 seconds of video from the afterlife before it was utterly destroyed. 12 seconds which have now united humanity in a desperate search for immortality. For my third wish, I asked the genie for all the women to be completely obsessed with me. It was incredible, until I went on a trip, and they tortured my family for my whereabouts. Happy Valentine's Day, my love. With a jerk, I cracked open my ribcage with the pliers, blood gushing through my fingers as I tore the last of the viscera away and offered my beating organ to her. Miss Olsen's, I know it must be very difficult, but we need your testimony about what happened at the compound, said the detective to the near countertop woman in front of him. There was a long pause, and just as he's about to give up, she spoke. I hid in the basement. Everyone had been herded upstairs. And that's when I heard the screaming. And the blood. There was so much blood, it dripped through the ceiling like rain. As the car sank into the bottom of the lake, I told myself over and over that he was evil and I had to do it. As soon as I heard my son giggling from behind me, however, I realized this attempt had failed just like all the others. Do you want to share any good makeup tips? Asked one of the judges to the winner of the pageant. If it's purple, use yellow-tinted products. And if it's healing and looks yellowish, use a peach-toned product, the little girl replied. Growing up, my father's favorite quote was, "Family ain't blood. It's the folks that stick by you through thick and thin." I found out how much that meant when the looters broke through our barriers, and all he had to give was me. That sounds like your anxiety talking. I'm sure your friends don't really hate you. My last therapy session plays back in my head as I tread water 6 miles off the coast of Florida. The sound of laughter and a motor fading in the distance. Knowing he'd be compelled to count every last grain, I threw my handful of rice at the advancing vampire's feet. 486, he said, stride unbroken. I don't want to play hide-and-go-seek with my little brother anymore. It's been 3 years today, and I can't find him anywhere. Gosh, only 10 minutes into the road trip, and I'm already getting sleepy. What's weirder is that we haven't even pulled out of the garage yet. I have face blindness, but my husband usually goes with me to events and discreetly helps me if I can't figure out who someone is. At the party today, my best friend took me aside and asked me who the man I had brought with me was. My husband and his family sat there celebrating and throwing tampons at me as the blood ran down my legs. I lay on the floor weeping in a pool of my own blood as my husband's fist had finally caused me to have a miscarriage. My niece proudly announced that she had given my 4-year-old son a cootie shot as he confessed to her that he had kissed a girl. I let out a shriek when I discovered his cold, dead body with a heroin needle jutting out of his arm, and knew my sister's stint in rehab had failed once again. As a proud scientist, I asked the genie to know every single digit of pi as my first wish. He looked confused, and I still don't understand why he said you can't encode infinity numbers in binary. I had wanted her for years, so when the stranger offered to modify her neural chip so she would never love anyone but me, I immediately agreed. Years later, when I walked in on her drowning our third child in the bath, I realized the others hadn't been an accident either. "Don't listen to the fake news," the pastor told his congregation. "If what's happening is the rapture, why are we still here?" As the last day of my religious training ended, I was told to walk down the long stone walkway and reach the 5 towering pillars at the end. When I reached the end, they seemed to begin to curl in. Those weren't pillars. They were fingers. Locking my daughter out on the porch seemed like a great way to teach a lesson about curfew. By the 3rd search party, it was all I could think about. "Let's see, Grandma should have a comma in it, otherwise people will think you want to eat me," Gram explained. Then she reminded me not to tell my parents where Grandpa went or what she had been feeding me while they were on vacation. The only other option being confession, I stared at my wife and children as I selected poison, believing it was the best if my secret died with me. Watching helplessly while the gas started to fill up the room, I heard the voice of my tormentor through the speaker stating, "As promised, your family will never learn of your sins." My wife squeezed my hand with tears in her eyes as the revolutionary device began to display our comatose daughter's first communication in years. I remember everything, the text kept repeating. My wife cried with delight, but my heart sank as I realized I'd have to kill her. While in the woods, I didn't understand fully what the man asked me the first time I saw him. When I saw him again later on the same path with his back to me, and his dark screen phone held up at an angle, I understood his intentions. Knowing that my abuser would eventually kill me the moment I was trapped with them, I planned to silently ask for help the last chance I got. But as I saw our guests and my soon-to-be wife joking about the wedding topper, a groom being dragged by the bride, I realized no one would take me seriously. Once again, I pretend to be a kid while chatting online with other kids. I'm still not sure if I'm the last adult left, but based on the chats, they have killed everyone who looked over 18 years old. As I lay dying in a car wreck at the bottom of a ravine, it wasn't a lack of family or friends that was my greatest regret in life. It was the fact that I left my dog in the crate at home and figured I would give her more water when I got back. My mother always told me that medicine was Satan's way of entering your body, and that every ailment could be healed with prayer. Bedridden, I hear her pray over me, and I wonder if hell is worse than feeling maggots eat away at the rotting flesh of what was once a treatable infected wound. My husband pointed out that it was like one of those paintings whose eyes follow you around the room. My gaze was once again dragged back to the sonogram picture as whatever was growing inside of me somehow turned its head to meet my gaze. I was surprised when cleaning the mirrors with rubbing alcohol as they did not dry. A chill ran down my spine when I realized it was the water ball which should have been packed in my kindergartner's lunch bag.
Daddy!
My daughter squealed, running into my arms and giving me the biggest hug. I didn't feel 1 ounce of regret as I held her close, too happy to mind my lifeless body sitting a foot away. I smile knowingly as my date and I both take a sip of wine. It is only as I wake up to find myself chained in a dark basement that I realize she must have switched our glasses. I flinched away after my husband drove his fist into my face, shattering my nose. His face lit up as he shouted out 2 more for flinching before punching full force into my stomach.
I told you not to play with those things, my mother exclaimed in a panic.
She yanked the Ouija board away from me so fast I didn't get to say goodbye. I felt bad about leaving my friend hanging this morning, so I left to go pick her up from her house. I didn't expect to find her lifeless corpse dangling from the ceiling of our bedroom. I installed a new nightlight in the hallway because my son is afraid of the dark. This morning, he thanked me for staying in the hallway all night, making sure he was safe. Went to the hospital to stop seeing the little girl everyone else can't see. When the medicine took effect, all I could do was act like my family and hospital staff were still there to trick her. And with that, our time together is coming to an end. As always, I would like to thank the writers who let me read their stories this evening. I hope you enjoyed these stories as well. Please remember to like, subscribe, share, and comment. As well as, if you're interested in more shorts, I do have a channel, 242 Read Shorts, which will be in the description box for you guys, if you're interested in that. But as always, thank you for watching. Sleep tight, and don't let 42 bite.